On the day I walked away.
Where have you been? I leaped in over an hour ago.
You're in a cabin in the middle of the woods.
Al?
In the middle of nowhere.
Al?
In the middle of a snowstorm.
Al?
What? I knew you weren't going anywhere. Besides, Ziggy says everything's fine. Ooh, a fireplace.
Great. Aside from having no electricity, 40 feet of snow blocking my door, and a growing sense of cabin fever, yeah, I'd say everything's fine.
Come on. You've got snow on the ground, a cozy fireplace, a... Hey, Sam, look! A Christmas tree! Sam, you got a Christmas tree.
With no lights.
With no lights. Yeah, well... Ooh, look at this wine rack. Hey, there's some good years here, Sam.
Yeah, it'll go terrific with the lifetime supply of potted meat in the cabinets.
Well, you don't want to waste this stuff on potted meat.
Al, why am I here?
Well, you're Josh McIntyre, 29-year-old jingle writer for Moonlight Music and Studios. It's December 24th, 1990, Christmas Eve. Your little palace here is located about 15 miles off the beaten path in New Bethel, Kentucky. You were supposed to, or Josh was supposed to, bring his girlfriend up here, but she bailed at the last minute.
So why am I here?
We're not sure. Oh, but get this, Sam. It's Christmas Eve here at the project, too.
You're kidding.
No. Well, you're about 10 minutes from noon, and it's nearly midnight here. But same difference. Merry Christmas, Sam.
Merry Christmas, Al. How long till you know why I'm here? Never mind, forget I asked.
I can't believe you still remember how to play that thing. Remember when you used to make everyone at the project get together for your little sing-alongs at Christmas?
No. I don't remember much about the project. Other than a sliver here and there, it's pretty much Swiss cheese out of existence.
I'm sorry, Sam. Sometimes I forget.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
What the? Oh, hey! It's official! Here at the project, we're 5 seconds into Christmas.
Listen, I'm sorry. You're missing Christmas. Since we have no idea why I'm here, and I won't be going anywhere for a while, why don't you take off?
And leave my best friend all alone on Christmas? Nah. Anyway, Tina's out of state for a few days, and I have no other life outside the project. So...
Thanks, Al.
Ziggy, is Verbena monitoring?
Is something wrong?
Hold on, Sam. If she tunes in, let me know immediately. Got it?
What's going on?
I brought you a present. I've got it right here in my jacket pocket.
A present?
Yeah, and if Dr. Beeks knew, she'd have me court-martialed. It technically kind of breaks a little bitty, teeny tiny, minuscule, barely noticeable, microscopic little rule.
Curious.
Ah, here it is. Merry Christmas, Sam.
Al, it's in wrapping paper.
Patience, buddy boy. Patience. I wanted to give you the complete experience of receiving a gift from a close personal friend. At Christmas time.
A picture. Of you and me.
I figure, with all those strangers' faces in the mirror, you may have forgotten what you really look like.
Could you hold it closer?
Yeah, sure.
I hadn't really forgotten. Not entirely, but... the little details. The little details...
Oh, Sam.
God, Al. I miss it. Being myself. Being home. God, I miss it so much. Why can't I have time off, you know? Just a little time.
I know, kid. I wish I could give you time off for Christmas.
Yeah. Boy.
Hey, do you remember this day?
No. No, why do we look so tired?
We'd been up all night celebrating. Yeah, this was about 3 a.m. And Donna kinda caught us by surprise with the camera.
Yeah, we do look terrible. What were we celebrating?
Well...
And who's Donna? You don't have to put it away.
I'm sorry, Sam. I shouldn't have told you that. I went too far. We're walking the line here as it is. I shouldn't say any more. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, Al. I understand. I made the rules. Thank you for letting me see it. I know you went out on a limb sneaking it into the imaging chamber like that, and it's the best Christmas gift I've gotten in a while. The only gift I've gotten in a long, long while. Thank you. And here I have nothing for you.
Sure you do.
Huh?
Play that funky music, white boy.
Yeah, sure, Al. Sure.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold.